Thanks for calling Toyota. This is Jan.
I just adopted a new best friend, and I'm looking for a Toyota so we can make the most out of summer.
With a new RAV4, you can take your pup for a drive up the coast. You can take a Prius to the park, or you can take a Tundra to kayak at a remote lake.
One problem, Jan.
Oh?
My new best friend's a cat.
Your summer starts here, but it all ends June 3rd. Toyota, let's go places. Dealer inventory may vary. See your participating Toyota dealer for details.
Visit your Front Range Toyota stores today. Toyota, let's go places.
All right, Harrison, you got to start us off with your ad read, but I want you to read it as if you were an MC and we are going to be your hype men.
I don't even know what that means.
All right.
That's right. Let's go.
H-Dub.
So these guys are open during the Denver lockdown. They are deemed essential.
Essential.
It's Mile High Green Cross.
Wow, that's definitely blowing everybody's eardrums out.
It's got $99 pre-pack ounces.
Pre-pack.
A Benjamin.
They got V3 hash oil bulk deals, 5 cartridges for $100.
That's five. 5 for 100. I got 5 on it. Ha 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 ha.
If you sign up for their loyalty program, you'll receive 20% off your entire purchase once per month.
Oh, that's great savings, yo.
They're located on 9th and Broad.
In the hood. What happened to it? I lost Harrison's voice.
Yeah, or an MC. And we shouldn't be hype men either, for that matter.
We're really bad at this. Album's dropping soon.
don't pre-order.
I feel bad for whoever's editing this podcast, that audio. That's going to be tough.
Ooh, that's going to maybe be impossible. Are we done?
We're done.
Did we drop the mic?
Is everybody hyped up? Is the crowd popping?
I'm ready. So what is up, everybody? Welcome into the DNVR Nuggets podcast. Who knows what this episode's about? I'm Adam Mattes, your host. Oh, actually, presented by
Illegal Pete's.
Who knows what this episode's about? I'm joined to my top left, always the top left, it's Eric Weedham.
Hey guys, what's up?
Actually, always to my bottom left, it's Harrison Wynn.
Low energy intro from Eric Weedham. Low energy. Wow.
Eric, geez, not even Wednesday yet. And then seated, looking like an angel, with an array of
cherubic
beaming from. Yes, very cherubic. Is that even a word?
No, sure is. Like a cherub.
Oh, I get the cherub part, but I didn't know if the ick part, the suffix.
It's there. A root word. Look it up.
It's Brendan Vogt. Oh, he froze.
Day 8 of quarantine for me. Where are you guys?
Day 8?
Yeah.
I think I'm on like 20.
Yeah, I don't know.
I took a very irresponsible bat trip to a bachelor's party.
Oh, that's right.
Regret.
You're not supposed to tell anybody about that, man.
You know what? I'll expose myself.
Down low.
I'll take the L.
At least it wasn't anywhere like where it's bad, though, right? It's just New York.
No, just, yeah. A couple of guys from Westchester in a house.
Oh, yikes. Today, guys, there is a little bit of news, but before we do that, if we do seem, I know Eric is a low energy, but the rest of us are maybe coming down from an extreme high of watching the fourth installment of Love is Blind, along with the rest of the Twitterverse, the DNVR Twitterverse. And guys, I'm hyped.
Yeah, that was my problem. I peaked too early. That was my thing. I blew out all my energy early on, rooting on Jessica and Colton and Carlton, when all the other names that I've taken to heart. And
Colton, Carlton.
So let me ask this as a calibration. Coming in, we decided we were going to do Love is Blind as a group, and we're like, okay, it's going to be silly. What was your expectation? Scale of 1 to 10, 10 being like the best show you've ever seen, 1 being the worst show you've ever seen. What was your prediction for what the show would be, Eric?
I think that I predicted this to be just sort of like your standard fare, like garbage bachelor nonsense. So like that to me doesn't even generally like register.
It's not even on the scale.
It's not even on the scale. Like I just don't even consider it to be an option in the world. What so about, I definitely counted it as not an option.
Harrison?
at one just based off the title of the show, Love is Blind, which is just factually incorrect.
As we're learning. Brendan, what was your expectation for the quality of entertainment you'd be provided?
If a show goes below a one so far, it enters this upside down scale of like watchability. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, this is a good point. This is a good point.
So it's, I'd say I was expecting like an 8 on the negative scale. I think it's like a 6 or a 5 on the negative scale.
I was under the impression there'd be no math, and this is
not sure a lot more math is the word.
I was expecting that show to be a 1, and I gotta say, it's an 8 or a 9.
Whoa!
It's great!
Wow, you've really come around on this.
I've really come around. It is so ridiculous. It's so over the top. I'm in. I'm all in.
I would say that this show.
How much reality TV do you watch, Adam? Though?
Zero.
That was my question.
No, actually, that's not true. No. There's one show I watch, and I've watched it since I was just a little boy, and that's
Survivor. Denver Nuggets.
It's Survivor. It's not. I do not keep for the thing. It's a great show, but I've watched it all my life.
Okay. So I do think the fact that you don't watch any reality TV could bump this up significantly for you.
This is just like if you watch a lot of.
Yeah, I mean, this is a lot like other reality TV dating shows.
There are better ones. There are better ones.
The problem is that Harrison's reality TV pleasure receptors are so blown out from being able to use he's not able to see the quality level that Adam is able to. He's viewing this like a small child that's wandered into a grocery store.
I don't know if you guys have seen it. Would you say like this is anywhere near like Jersey Shore? I know it's a different type of show, but like in terms of junk TV, like does it enter that like top echelon of like Bachelor, Jersey Shore? Like,
well, so the thing about this show in particular is that when Adam and I were first talking about it in our breakdown pod, a classic, by the way, go back and check it out, episode 2.
Yeah, I'll have to get on that.
Yeah, well, I'm saying recall from your mind because I'm sure that you listened when we recorded. It was actually the thing hilarious about the show is that I literally don't know if this show is grand theater or grand psychology, where I don't know if these people are just putting on a show to just like for the camera, or if they are just like actually conditioned in this weird way that they are in a weird psychologically controlled environment and they are acting as rats would act.
This is why you have to watch Nathan for you, because the answer is somewhere in the middle. We're seeing bits and pieces of both of what.
That's a great show. That's the one we should binge watch.
Is this a game show? Love is Blind, a reality show or a game show?
It's a life show, Brendan. You win the game of life.
I want to pull on what Eric said though, because it is like when, you know, at the Nuggets game, when they'll throw like an extra medium t-shirt into the crowd and grown adults will fight over it. Yeah. Like if you make anything a competition, people will, their feelings start to get hurt and their juices start floating. That's what the show is. Like nobody actually,
psychology, right?
If you actually sat down and were like, wait, you're really going to marry this person you just met? They're like, oh yeah, that's dumb.
Would you fight another grown man if they threw Carlton in the crowd and then you were fighting for him?
No.
Don't you guys have to think though, they must have picked up on it somewhere that if they were to get together with somebody, they would continue on with the show.
Well, that's
what, obviously the guys that didn't connect in the pod are no longer on the show. So there was probably some incentive to just, you know, couple up with somebody, even if you didn't necessarily think you guys were going to be together forever.
To couple up, aka get engaged to be married.
The stakes are actually super high here.
Really significant.
I think a good game show would be if there was like 10 contestants, five men, five women, but one of each of them is a plant. They're supposed to trick someone into falling in love with them, but they're not really in love. Like, that would make a great one. Yeah, which is kind of what's happening.
Well, can I just break down what it is you originally, the original premise of this, Adam, where you think the show is an 8 or a 9. This show is definitely still does not qualify. It's not on, it's a 1 at best, but the tweeting along. That is a 10. That's a 10 plus. Like, that's the greatest thing of all is just like having this community of people that are suffering through this together, and together we become stronger. We
we become more together. It's like
together, yeah, for sure.
You guys know that final, the Seinfeld finale, where they're innocent by guilty bystanders, but they're sitting there just kind of making fun of the guy. That's kind of what it feels like. Yeah. Like you're making fun of somebody who's less fortunate at the moment or something. It's actually terrible, I suppose. Some news. You guys ready for some news?
Yes.
Let's do it.
Let's hear it.
Nikola Jokic has emerged from the ether to give a PSA in Serbian. And it's, you know, it's funny, this hiatus reminds me that in the summertime, we see like three total photos of Jokic.
Right.
Like, he's so good at disappearing. And I think that's going to happen again. But we saw him. We saw the golden boy. It's been two weeks since we've seen a look at him.
Not looking so golden.
Well, you know what?
Who among us?
Yeah, exactly.
Not me.
I push back. I think he looked great in this way. He looked thin.
He did.
That's the only way.
Yeah. Okay, I mean, we did just see a picture of his head and neck. Let's not get absolute carried away here.
And it's literally been a week. What are we talking? I've eaten almost exclusively candy since I saw you guys last, and it like hasn't quite caught up with me yet.
If you're telling me that if we saw a picture of Jokic and he looked exactly like he did at Media Day, that like that crazy one, you would be surprised.
I would be surprised. Yeah, if he looked awful.
Really.
It hasn't been that long, man.
It really has. That's my point.
It feels like it's been 5 years. It's been like 10 days.
That's true. It does feel like it's been 5 years, and it has only been 10 days. You're right. Anyway, he looked great. He did look a little tired.
Great. Yeah, I don't feel like you can just decide he looked great and we just move on from that. I don't think he looked great at all. Like his facial hair situation is borderline offensive at this point. Like
I like how his quarantine beard, the beard hasn't come in, the patches have just grown stronger.
Like if I saw that photo of Nikola Jokic, I'd be like, oh man, that guy's got the coronavirus.
Jeez. Okay, moving on before we all get canceled. Moving quickly. Actually, so
Jokic looks like a guy who hasn't left his house in 10 days, just like most of us have not left our house. He is one of us.
But look at Brendan though, glowing and cherubic.
Just cherubic.
Very cherubic. All right, so Jokic recorded a PSA, guys. He did it in Serbian.
Do we know what it says?
That's what I was going to do. What it says, and I'm going to give you each an opportunity to guess what he said.
Oh!
It was only like 5 seconds, so give me your best. Brendan, I'll start with you. Your best prediction for what Jokic said in his PSA.
This is Nikola Jokic, and I just want to remind you guys to stay inside.
Oh, what a guess.
Yeah, like what else would it be?
Harrison, you have to now give me your guess.
Well, it's funny because I've actually got a translation as well. So I'm wondering if my translation
don't give it yet,
is the same as your translation.
Hold on, Eric. You go ahead and give it.
So he says, hey, guys, it's Nikola Jokic. please make sure you wash your hands. Stay inside. And then he just trails off. Right?
Okay. Yeah, exactly. He just like falls asleep halfway through. All right, Harrison, let me hear your translation.
So my translation from one of our one of my Serbian friends: the champions are responsible and have solidarity, and that's why they stay at home. Be the champion as well.
Whoa! Oh,
there you go. Yeah, that sounds about right.
So his that's like a,
so winners stay inside. Is that what
like, so that's like basically
is Jokic a winner?
Fact.
But that basically could also double as like a Frosted Flakes commercial. That's
be great.
That was a lot more inspirational than I would have read from just the inflection.
Yeah. Actually, does say like, "I'm your winner. Kitchen. Stay inside. Don't go outside. Wash your
Someone asked me to do this. Champion.
Yeah, I'm giving the least amount of effort.
Yeah, even in his ad reads, right? He just waits till the end. Like maybe he, maybe
speaking of ad reads.
Oh, yeah. What should we do it now? All right, now I think we are a boy band, and you're the Jesus. the lead vocalist.
I'm gonna lose subscribers. Vocal.
Take us away.
Oh my god, guys.
Sexier, way sexier. We need sexier.
Are we singing?
Yeah. Come on, Adam, stop playing with your Harrison's heart.
Guys, right from now. The 1940s. You can get Breakbrew delivered through the Drizzly app.
Drizzly, baby. Drizzly.
Have you ever heard of Grubhub?
Grubhub.
Drizzly is the Grubhub for beer and liquor.
Harrison, do you know what boy bands are?
I haven't heard you say anything, Brendan. I just see you sitting over there.
I just hit my falsetto. What are you talking about?
I'm pretty sure none of us know what boy bands are based off of this.
We got to transition. We got to save ourselves.
Yeah, call up the Breckenridge Farmhouse. They will give you – they still are open for pickup. Call them 303-803-1380. Great food and beer that you guys can pick up there.
It is great food and beer.
Also, Manscaped, guys, our favorite new
partner. They have a charcuterie board. I don't know if you can get the charcuterie board to go, though. That feels like maybe one of the ones that's on a tough to go item. But maybe not. It's delicious.
No, you just dump a bunch of cold cuts into a styrofoam.
The board part is what makes it a charcuterie board. Otherwise, like you said, it's just deli meats in a plastic bag. It's a Lunchable at that point.
Also, guys, Manscaped, can't forget about them.
Let's go.
How could I forget?
As many of our basketball fans know, fall is life, and our friends at Manscaped want to assist you when it's time for you to hit your game winner.
Not literally assist you. That's not what.
Yeah, we should be clear. As an individual,
a full service Manscaping.
It's more
business.
Like a golden like
opportunity here.
Yeah, it's more like a screen assist. You know?
Screen assist.
Nice.
Yeah, but right now you guys can use code DNVR 20 for 20% off your products at manscaped.com. You also get free shipping with that.
You're just going to pretend Brendan didn't just cough?
Oh, my God. And I was touching my face that whole
time. No, I'm good, man. I already had it in January. I know that.
Yeah, oh, yeah. The old theory that, yeah, the whole office got, like, deathly ill for a month in January.
Tony, man, it was 5 days. My head hurt. My throat hurt.
Oh, could you taste and smell? Did you have smell and taste issues?
Well, I can't smell ever. That's a fact. I have tiny
probably
nostrils.
Get that checked out.
No, I have tiny nostrils, and I broke my nose twice when I was a kid, and I literally can't smell unless it's like unbearable.
Tiny nostrils? That's a real thing?
Dude, look at these suckers.
Oh, I'm wow. Serious. Look at that. Wow.
I actually have tiny nostrils too. Unbelievable.
Dude, TNS.
Tip
tiny
head
nostrils.
Back, bro. Tiny. Let me see.
They're pretty small.
Oh, yeah, nostrils. They are pretty tiny. No, these are huge, Adam.
Adam's cavernous. Yeah. Cavernous nostrils.
It's like Shrek.
Weird conversation. Guys, over at DNVR Gaming, we have anointed the greatest, I feel really weird about this, the greatest sports video game of all time. Is Mario Kart.
Hey, man, universally beloved, played by adults and kids alike. Did you guys play Mario Kart 64 on the N64?
Yeah, it had the rainbow level that was super tough.
Incredible.
Rainbow
right?
Road. Every episode, every
issue. They're still making Mario Kart to this day, man. And there are still kids hitting that Switch, hitting the roads.
is it better now? Like, what is Mario Kart now? Like,
I think they do a great job of sticking to what it's been at its core. I mean, they'll add some stuff in terms of, like, you can play, like, you can do two people in a car now. You can play online. There's more weapons, more worlds. But, you know, they've kept this game what it is successfully. And, like, really few games have done that, I think.
Mm. All right.
Sunk more hours into Mario Kart, I can confidently say that, than any other video game ever. Wide margin.
Who are you when you play? Like, who's everybody's pick for
Toad? Because I'm a tiny guy, man.
Toad's the best character.
I always go like Luigi, like just off brand Mario.
Well, Luigi is a terrible character. So.
I know. I'm not defending it. I'm just saying.
It beat the runner-up was NCAA football, which I actually think is the best sports video game franchise of all time.
Why is that? I've never played it.
First of all, it's replayable to the point where people are still updating rosters from the 2014 edition and playing now. Like the gameplay was. It was.
I think you got to. Explain to Adam what updating rosters mean.
No, I know what that
probably
means.
Has no idea.
I'm good. There are certain things I know. That's one.
So, the gameplay was like kind of in between Madden and NFL Blitz, and that it never went for something so hyper realistic that you don't mind what you might have lost from 2014 to 2020. Gotcha. But the depth to this game, because it's all about recruiting and program building, and so you're recruiting kids all throughout the season. So, like, you're waiting just to play with the kid you signed in week 3, but you can't play till next year. And then in the off season, you get there's the coaching carousel. You get offers.
Are you dropping off sacks of money to their uncle?
I was just going to say, is there like a payment to the table?
Is this thing?
If you're Louisville, you can, there's like a hotline for the strippers. it's really cool. And then in the off season, you're like, let's say you want to take Colorado State to dominance.
That's right.
But then you get an offer from Notre Dame and you Mel Tucker the out
of it. Can you really do that?
Yeah, man.
Yeah, I was going to say, can you like go to a donor event on a Saturday and accept a new job that same night and then the next morning?
That's why they need to bring this game back, because Mel Tucker is inspiring us to this very day. It's 2021. We can bring the gameplay. I want to be in someone's living room telling him I'm not leaving and get on a helicopter.
Wow.
You can't do that in Mario Kart. How did it lose?
Exactly.
Yeah, Mario Kart never really had like the career mode, right? But that's also what made it so great.
But Mario Kart also has the thing where it's like if you're first after the final lap, you get slowed down. Like that's just, you don't get any good
shit. Tournament mode.
Well, yeah, that actually is the greatest part about Mario Kart, is that there are elements in it that are just great equalizers. Like if you're in last place, you just get like weapons over and over that will just level the field and catch up. Yeah. So
the star, the lightning bolt.
Yeah. So you're like never like fully out of it. So it like really always comes down. It's always like interesting. When we started this though, I like others was a little incredulous of the inclusion of Mario Kart as a sports game. But the more I thought about it, it is just like a hyper hyped up version of motorsports. But I did not imagine this game winning.
I think you could say like whatever Fortnite might be to Call of Duty or something like that, Mario Kart sort of is to a racing game.
Well, that's what I came down to. I think I said to you guys, it is to motorsports what NBA Jam is to NBA basketball.
Right.
I don't think that one's fair, though. I don't think that one's fair.
Why is that not fair?
NBA Jam, it's still basketball. You still shoot threes and pass.
Yeah, you're still driving on a track.
Yeah, and throwing shells and bananas.
Through the air with shooting a fiery basketball. There's two people and you punch each other.
All I'm saying is like there's also Mario Tennis and Mario Soccer, and I think people would consider those kind of cartoony sports games, and I think this fits in.
Somebody put
We had Tiger Woods PGA in this bracket, and golf is not a sport anyway. So
wow.
I think Mario Kart's good.
Hang on, I'm gonna call Ryan Coach.
You want to know something sad? Because I used to think this, but now that I'm older, I played golf this summer and I was kind of tired at the end. Like I was actually I was like, wow, that was a good workout.
Shameful.
I did not walk.
Oh, okay. Well, that's a little shameful then.
Just that moment, like you don't ever swing a thing, you know. Like I was swinging.
You don't ever swing a thing.
I swung a club the whole day, and then my back was tight.
Yeah, that's like, golf for sure. Yeah,
exactly. It's the worst description of golf I've ever heard my entire life.
Golf sucks, man. Unless you're like,
no way, dude. Golf's incredible. Like, golf's the best. That's the
golf. I love golf. I just don't think it's in the same category as the main sports.
It's like poker.
Yeah, like I'd probably be tired after playing poker. Awesome. But
this is these are the worst. We need basketball back so badly.
Can we power rank?
People are going to hate us by the end of this.
Can we power rank alternative sports?
What are alternative sports?
Just like ESPN 8, the Ocho sports. So like I'm talking like bowling, darts. Apparently Harrison wants golf in there.
Darts, I think, are a lot of fun. Darts are an underrated bar game. Nobody ever plays darts anymore.
Because it's dangerous.
Dangerous, yeah, it absolutely is dangerous.
You think darts are dangerous?
Not if you're
in certain bars. Yeah. You probably have to do it based on the bar.
Haven't you seen like any number of clips where drunk guys are daring each other to throw?
Okay,
a dart
well
at
that that's what dangerous.
That's what bars and darts turn into.
No, I play darts at bars all the time. It's fine. Very few people want to die, as it turns out.
I could see you being really good at darts.
But I'm glad you said that. I'm getting better though.
I'm a big darts guy over here.
Watching darts is underrated. If you're looking for stuff to do on YouTube,
watching darts is underrated.
Seriously,
can we start
a
darts tournament of just us?
Ooh, yes. That's like, not going to be good.
No,
but we can.
Maybe we need a dartboard at the DNVR bar.
Just use Henry.
You know, an underrated game that didn't make the list, and I'm glad somebody, my limited knowledge of games, the NES version of World Cup. Do you remember that game? It was a great soccer game. Like,
yeah,
every team had, every country had like a crazy trick shot that they could do that you had to kind of prevent them from doing.
If we're talking about like old NES games that I feel like got slighted, that's number one is Super Dodgeball. Number two,
never saw
is,
this game. What the?
Yeah, yeah. It's
Eric, you're like little game. Niche favorites from the 14th century. Don't make brackets, bro.
What are you talking about?
Dodgeball made it. Okay,
Dodgeball was. I mean, that's it, it's on the same level of what Adam just tried to bring into this.
No, it's not. GD tournament. World Cup soccer. It's but the it's same like, as dodgeball.
Also, pro wrestling.
What? Oh, that
what about
with the Amazon. And Starman, and you guys never played this pro wrestling.
Was Tyson's Punch Out in it?
No, it wasn't on there. They said that it wasn't.
We're doing franchises.
Franchise, even though it completely is a franchise. There are three or four.
Yeah, but Super Punch Out. There's Tyson's Punch Out. There was
the best boxing franchises is Fight Night. You got to play Fight Night Champion, man. Now you, it's incredible, and that they just continued it is a shame, a true shame.
Huh? Yeah, I don't know this one. I'm bummed.
Anyway, Excitebike was cool. Nuggets podcast.
this is the podcast today. Tomorrow we resume other things. Actually, we can hit one our last break. And when we come back, we're going to play a little bit of a fun game at the very end where we try to predict the plot of movies we have not seen. Or one of us has not seen. This is going to be total.
I like that you set it up like, no, we're going to get back to basketball by...
Yeah, totally.
We're going to get even further away from basketball.
All right, Harrison, do this next break like we're a boy band.
I will. I'll pass him.
Wait, what word should he work into this next read? We can give him one. Cherubic.
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 Cherubic. I'm not Especially. Even sure I know what cherubic means. But.
Well, then that's going to be a great watching you try to insert it into a sentence.
Yeah, well, we're now covering the Colorado Raptors on DNVR Network. Our guy, Colt Strickler, breaking down the Raptors every day on the DNVR Raptors podcast. I totally forgot the word I was supposed to incorporate.
Can I just read you the definition of cherubic?
Please.
It is having the childlike innocence or plump prettiness of a cherub.
Oh, that does describe Colton Strickler. If that's where you're
No, that's Brendan Boyd. Brendan Vogt.
Colton Strickler and his cherubic personality on the NPR Raptors podcast. Make sure to check him out 5 days a week. Also, we just did a DNVR explainer on rugby. Teaches all you guys all the ins and outs of rugby, all the basics. So check that out if you want to learn more about.
Can I tell you something? I'm all in on rugby. Whenever the world comes back, I really want to get down there because I didn't know. I learned a lot from this explainer as well that Glendale has the only or the first rugby only field in North America or in the US.
Yeah.
And I can't wait to go out there. I'm kind of into rugby.
Dude, it's super fun. It's super fun. And in the meantime, some of our mates from down under are trying to get us to watch the AFL because
I know I gotta do that. I got like so many commitments right now, but I do want to watch that because
there's a sport still going.
Yeah, the AFL. Those guys are like, you know.
Yeah, come on, man. Rugby would definitely be the last thing to close down on Earth.
They're like Black Plague. Fuck it. I'm sorry, I can't do that.
Well, you're good now. All right, so Brendan. We are going to start with you because it's crazy, but you have not seen the Godfather franchise.
Oh, man.
Which I think is widely renowned to be one of, if not the greatest movie of all time.
Yeah, I'm doing that tonight. I don't know why I haven't done that yet.
You're watching the... Oh, Godfather's so good. I don't... You got to be ready for it. You got to be in the mood because it is long and slow.
Well, I have nowhere to go for 14 years. So let's do it.
Make sure you have nowhere to be. All right. So, Brendan, you've never seen it.
Okay.
I'll give you a hint. It stars Al Pacino, James Caan. Who else? Go ahead and give me. Oh, well, Marlon Brando, of course. Yeah. Give me the plot of The Godfather.
Okay, so I know it's a gangster movie. I'm thinking New York. Okay. So let's say 40s.
Okay.
Someone's back from war. That's a given.
Wow.
I don't know what the context of that is, but we got a gangster movie in the 40s, so someone's back from war. I know there's a daughter's wedding.
Okay.
And I know there's a horse's head. So, The Godfather.
You've seen the movie. You've already seen the movie, clearly.
No. I know the major cultural references.
Basically have seen it.
People come to this wedding to celebrate this wedding, and the Godfather's kind of taking a day off because he's not doing his gangster stuff because it's his daughter's wedding. and someone comes to him and has a request that's outlandish. And he has that line that I know. I don't know what it is, but I know it.
Offer you can't refuse?
Come to me on the day of my daughter's wedding.
Okay.
Is that in there?
I'm sure, yeah, that's in there.
And then someone wakes up with a horse in their bed, a dead horse. And so they decide they should get their stuff together and do what the Godfather's asking.
That's it. That's the movie.
That is more or less the movie, I guess, in a very broad stroke.
But I got nothing for you, man.
Harrison, what movie have you not seen?
I haven't seen a lot.
Have you seen Jerry Maguire?
Jerry Maguire is like my favorite movie.
That's his favorite movie. Come on, dude. He posted that GIF just the other day.
He posted that GIF.
Have you seen Gladiator?
Yes, of course I've seen Gladiator.
Have you seen the
you haven't seen any movies.
Big Lebowski. We were talking. I have not seen Deer Hunter. You guys threw out Deer Hunter.
Okay, yeah. Do the Deer Hunter.
Yeah, the Deer Hunter.
This could really go wrong.
Sure. Well, I do have a feeling it has nothing to do with deer.
Well,
am I onto something or not?
Yes. Yeah. It does have something to do with deer.
Oh God. I'll say two guys. I'll say like there's a hit put out against one guy, kind of like in a Godfather type deal, and you know, the guy who put out the hit is like this notorious gangster, and he's referred to as the deer.
So wait, the deer. Wait, so who's the
unreal?
Deer? I've seen this movie. I want to see it. This is a great movie. Harrison just wrote it.
It's awesome. Starring Vin Diesel.
Yeah. And so this guy knows a hit's been put out on him, so he tries to reverse it and kill the deer before the deer kills him.
Oh,
smart.
This is a great movie. I'm all in.
Yeah, this is exactly the plot. That's unbelievable.
And along the way, the two guys really no, it's a real coming of age type tale.
And Christopher Walken plays the deer.
Oh my God.
Eric, what have you not seen?
I don't know, man. I've seen a lot of GD movies. I'm trying to think like what movies I
you've seen. Knives Out, Eric?
No, I haven't seen Knives Out.
All right, give us the Knives Out plot.
So Knives Out, I believe, from what I've been able to ascertain from
SAT word.
Just from contextual clues. I believe Knives Out is loosely based on the game Clue. Like I've seen what I think it's about is there is a dispute on an estate after the head of the family dies, and the family all comes together to try to divvy up the estate. And there is some sort of murder, some foul play comes into.
Hey, you're 100% so far. So this is right. The title.
Right. And they
might not need to see this movie actually.
Yeah. 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 And they, you know, and it takes on a lot of like everybody's dressed very colorfully, like Clue characters. And there's a central character that is the detective, and it's a murder mystery. Whodunit? And whodunit was probably Professor Plum in the conservatory.
There's Professor Plum. There's Colonel Mustard.
Yes.
Are there any other ones you can name?
There's a Scarlet Lady.
Mrs. Peacock.
Peacock.
Miss Scarlet. We said Colonel Mustard.
Yeah, we did say Colonel Mustard.
If you had to kill someone with one of the Clue weapons, just kidding.
I
would 100%. I would 100% go the revolver and just move on with my life.
That's right. A candlestick would really be an ugly murder.
Or a lead pipe.
I don't even know how to tie a knot. Like, what am I going to do with a rope? This podcast is wild.
All right, I've never seen Fast and Furious, but I like Eric. I think I can nail this.
I don't think you can.
There's a guy named Vin Diesel.
Or that's correct. Vin Diesel. There's
Vin Diesel. 100%, 100% so far.
And he's a rough character, but he's got a tender part to him. He's got a heart of gold. He's not as bad as people think, but a lot of people think he's bad. But he also drives an incredible car.
that he's really good at.
If you had to guess how many, how long of a distance he lived his life by.
One 60 miles per hour? I don't know. What is
it? A quarter mile at a time, baby.
Quarter mile? Is that really the line?
He lives his life a quarter mile at a time.
Oh, that's incredible. That's incredible. And he it's not his fault. He innocently got roped into having to do a heist that, because he's such a great driver, they're like, we don't need a professional. What we need is a guy who drives a great car. And that's you. And so he's blackmailed into doing it and kind of pigeonholed. And it's not his fault he has to commit this crime, but he assembles Ludacris to help him.
Close.
Wow.
The only thing pretty is good. That the crimes are totally avoidable and he can just stop at any point, but he refuses to.
Yeah, he still does it.
Yeah. I was going to ask you which Fast and the Furious you were describing, but then I realized they're all somewhat
every single
the same.
One.
That is not true. At this point, they're just like helicopters dragging safes through downtown Los Angeles. I don't know.
They've got. Oh, because somebody was telling me there was like a line in there. They were like, we are not professionals, man. We're just drivers. And then like in like episode 4, they're like professionals at every
single job. They're just
like hackers.
No, they're military drivers as well. Makes no sense.
Flying helicopters. Like, where'd you learn this one? I don't know. It doesn't matter.
It's a phenomenal though, actually. Strong recommend on Fast and Furious.
Gonna not heed that advice. All right, guys, we ended up
did we make 30 minutes?
We did it. Yeah. We did it, everybody. No, we just wanted to have fun today. Tomorrow we're gonna be talking about game 4 of the 2009 first round series. It's gonna be a fun one. That game is a lot of fun. We return to the DNVR Watches platform, and then on Friday we're gonna close out the week by bringing in George Carl. I'm talking to George Carl. You might want to, if you're interested, do me a favor. If you're a subscriber, a DNVR member, hop on this podcast and send me questions that you want me to talk to, ask George Carl. If you do that, it's like you're asking George Carl, and then you can hear it on this podcast. You like that? Yeah. So do that, and I'll take a look at all those. Can't guarantee I'm going to ask your questions, especially if some of the questions are things I don't care to ask him. But if you come up with something good, let me know. Put it on there, and then he'll be in on Friday. Anything else before we get out of here, guys?
What do you think George Carl thinks The Godfather is about?
Yeah, I was going to say, are we going to ask George Carl to explain a movie he hasn't seen?
We'll see if there's time.
He'll be like, I haven't been to a movie in 24 years.
I wonder what George Carl's favorite movie is.
There it is. There's the whole interview right there.
Harrison, take us home.
Yeah, guys, before we get out of here, Denver Rubber Company, the most reliable local partner for your long-term projects. They've been doing it since 1972. And we all know snow is still here in Denver. Denver Rubber Company is your one-stop shop for anything that has to do with snow plows. Call them today, 1-800-259-0010, or visit them at drcfirst.com/DNVR. Tell them who sent you.